I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yep, just go on in, read the script, and give it a listen.
All right, so you just won. Okay. Hello, my name is Chris, who walks in. You may know me from the reviews I do. Today, we'll be going over this week's episode of the Rolling in the Geek podcast. So, let's jump right in.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, and as your Game Master, I welcome you back to the world of Riven, the Shattered Continent. Will the rest of this merry band introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Harkos Ironjaw Pissarro, and I'm an Alakokra monk. And the world is confusing lately, but I plan to use my second chance to give everyone else theirs. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw. The world is strange right now, but I have given my word. No matter how fate directs me, I shall stand and protect those who cannot protect themselves. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thanks, crew, and thank you for joining us at our table. Now, prepare yourselves for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, listeners. Ken, your Game Master here. I want to thank you for joining us here at Rolling in the Geek. We are once again, though, asking you for your support, because through your support, we are able to create content with improved quality and quantity. Check out Rolling in the Geek over on Patreon and choose a tier with rewards that fit you. Every little bit helps us along our path. Now back to three guys who are more excited to game than sleep. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The team talk with Sterling, Trevor's father, about dragons and what is going on with them. They learn about Trevor's aunt and uncle that lived with them before Trevor left, and they catch him up on the events that they've been through, including Trevor's death and the fall of Pylarvo. It is still very awkward. They head back to the ship after Sterling asks Trevor to come by the estate for dinner with his mom, because she is not doing very well and seems exhausted all the time because she is resisting her family's blood tie to Syraxis. They reach the Brava and see Captain Kirby out on the dock directing traffic. He tries to convince Trevor to join him out for drinks after they are all done, and he tells Harkos to pass on where he and the rest of the crew will be going out to. They get away from Kirby, with Trevor retreating out to the city and Harkos boarding the boat to find Evelyn. He meets up with her and they decide that they are going to a dive bar called the Moose Tooth, and she grabs his hand, dodges Kirby, and run off into Aetherport. Trevor sends Kingsley out to send a message to Lenara to meet him where he has positioned himself. She comes, finally, in her evening best, and puts her arm around Trevor's and says that she wants to go to the Dove, a fancy restaurant inside of Aetherport. And that is where we pick back up.
And I'm terrified.
Okay, so I'm going to jump in. Ken, do you have
predetermined plans for who you're dealing with first?
Nope.
Okay, Brad. You were going to go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, if you guys wanted to roll for initiative.
That's exactly what I was going to say. However, my stipulation, because Brad's a dickbag and has done it before, no holding your action, fuckface.
I don't know why you would ever think that I would do something like that.
Because I'm the editor and it's recently in my mind. That's why.
So
I heard you think about it. Be like, why is he being so mean? Oh, right. I did that. So we're rolling initiative. Do you want, Brad, do you want to do a flat roll or do you want to add your initiative to it?
May as well add our initiative.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Oh. Well.
No.
No, I rolled.
Oh. I have a 5.
Total?
Yes. I rolled a 3.
Go fuck yourself. What? You only have a +2 to initiative? It's based on dex, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I rolled a 1. I rolled a fucking 4 with +4. All right. I just wanted to see Brad go first. I'm not afraid of mine. I'm really interested in Brad's, but sure, I'll fucking do mine. I'm not afraid of it.
So Captain Kirby rolled a higher initiative than either of you. So we cut to back at the Brava.
Just waiting for one of us. It's the saddest scene.
Harkos and co have run off into the city to go to their dive bar. Trevor and Lenara have locked arms and headed into the city to head to the nicer areas of town. And Captain Kirby sits upon a crate, staring up at the Brava, waiting for his friends to come and pick him up.
Oh,
I want it noted by everyone that it is not my fault. Harkos tried to do the right thing and addressed Evelyn and was like, so the captain, and she just instantly was like, no, Harkos didn't fight that. But I want it known that it was not Harkos's choice. Trevor, on the other hand, vehemently hid from the captain. He was very much against spending time with that man. So if you're going to villainize anyone, that bald motherfucker is looking pretty evil over there.
Oh, God.
That cuts me deep. That really does. Like, that sucks. Because I've liked Kirby from the beginning.
He'll go out and have a really good time on his own once he
I'm
gets
sure,
wise.
But this is that moment in fucking Friends where Captain Kirby's just sitting on that crate staring up at the Brava and there just happens to be a window pane in front of him with fake rain before someone like shuffles it off to go put it on set. It's just like the saddest fucking thing. Somebody's rehearsing for a play they're doing later and they're out behind him all by myself. And the scene comes to an end. He's like, guess I'll do it myself, and just walks off, and he's totally fine. But in the moment with Ken's narration and all those elements, it's very sad. And then you realize he's a man's man. He can do what he wants.
Yeah, I mean, instead of rain, it's snow, so the large snowflakes come down around Kirby while he sits in the cold.
Not happy about that either.
Wishing.
Giant flapping, and then Kirby's picked up and carried off into the night sky, and no one's there to see it, so no one knows that he's gone.
Spoilers.
So, Harkos.
That's me. Well,
you
an extension of me.
You head into Aetherport. You start off kind of along the same path that you had taken. But about halfway down the road where you were before you get to the square where the Ironjaw family shop was, mm-hmm. You take a hard left.
Oh.
They're not running, but they are a little bit. They're definitely power walking. These folks are very excited to get some shore leave. So they're not wanting to waste any good drinking time. So you are walking along the path / kind of power walking The whole time, Evelyn has just held on to your hand, dragging you behind her. For being as short as she is very fast, and is just pulling you the whole way along.
She's got smaller strides. She can cover more ground that way.
Them tiny, tiny little power legs. And as you continue on, things start to get a little bit seedier and a little bit seedier and then a lot of bit seedier. you're seeing it's very reminiscent of kind of the outer ring of Aramor.
Mm-hmm.
That the deeper you go into the city, the more people are caring less about like keeping themselves inside. Despite the snow, they're still out, you know, front drinking and hanging out in front of bars. You see a couple of fist fights happening. And then eventually you get to a bustling tavern. You see there's a placard on above the door of this tavern that has a three-dimensional carved moose that's on the front that has a smile on its face that is missing one of its front teeth. And Evelyn kind of turns back at you. She says, "Here we are." I was a little Mickey Mouse-ish. I didn't intend that to come off Mickey Mouse-ish.
You might have heard it that way. I heard it the same way you've been doing her voice, okay. So I'm good with it.
In my head, it was like, "Oh, here we are." Oh, no, I'm going to get sued. But she gives you a smile, and then she heads in, just kind of pushing her way past folks to get in.
I'm hot on her heels. Harkos is. And Nick's not. It's too many people for me.
This is probably one of the busiest places that you Harkos have ever been in. It's pretty much asshole to elbow the whole way. But you see, when you first got here, there was when you were on the ship asking who, like, where you could help out, mm-hmm. like that big dude who you talked to.
Yeah.
You found out that guy's name is Evan. And you see, he kind of pushes his way up to the front, and he goes up to the bar and he slams a fist down. He's like, "We need a table." And the bartender looks just like frazzled, hair sticking up, and drinks have been splashed all over him. He's got food stains and stuff. And they have a conversation, and you see him reach into a coin purse, and he slides something across to him. And then the bartender points over at a table that's full of people. Evan goes over, lifts up the table, and says, "Get out." And you see you see the four guys that were sitting around it get wide-eyed and run. He drops the table and he points to it and looks back at all of you.
You know, I really could have used him in Aramor. There's this innkeeper that was kind of a pain. This is marvelous, by the way.
Are you speaking to Evelyn?
Yes.
Or are you just speaking out loud?
To Evelyn.
Hey, she looks back up at you and she's, he has a way with me.
I like his way with people. Quite direct.
She goes and she takes a seat. And the rest are kind of following in behind. So are you going to try to like sneak in next to her? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So go ahead and roll a dexterity check for me to see if you can beat out the other folks to get in.
Okay. Where's my big guy?
That guy's not making it.
Not a bad roll.
You've got Evelyn, you've got Evan, and then you have two others that you've seen but haven't met. It is a gnome woman and a and then a human guy.
I rolled a total of a 16.
Okay. So the gnome almost beat you to the seat, but you're able to like just plop yourself in next to Evelyn before
deflects her with a wing.
Wham!
Yeah, but he does it in like such a casual fucking way that it looks like he's just almost like when someone furls their coat out from under their ass before they sit down. Marcus just kind of flutters to get his wings out of the way and then sits, just bats the gnome in the face a little bit. Oh god! Oh, sorry. I apologize. I didn't notice it.
Okay, so everybody gets their seats, and shortly thereafter, the bartender, still looking as haggard as he was, comes up and asks what you want for a drink.
Harkos is going to look to him, and he's going to say, honestly, I'll defer to the table. I'll have whatever they're having, but... for all my new friends here, I'd like to, if you'd all allow me, I would be more than happy to foot the bill for the evening, which I'm sure I'll eat and those fucking words later, but...
They erupt in screams as soon as you do that, and cheers for Harkos. They all put in their drinks, and, like, afterward, they start banging their fists on the table, like, Harkos, 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 Harkos.
It's the least I can do. You've all been so... honestly more welcoming than any other ship that I've been on in my life, so it's nothing, honestly. I have plenty to spare, so
but they order an assortment of different ales for the table, and so that after a few minutes the bartender brings over a tray with three different pitchers on it, and pulls a out of their pocket, pulls a deck of cards out and sets it down.
Thank you.
Figured you guys would want it. I don't know. Oh, and you have Phil there with you. I forgot about Phil. So yeah, you've actually got Evelyn, Evan, the two that you don't know, and Phil.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, go ahead.
They all pour their drinks, and they after they pour their drinks, they pour you a good size one and shove it over to you, and then lift up their drinks and like, to Harkos, provider of drinks for the evening.
And Harkos is going to raise his cup and go, to excellent company as well.
Arr! And they all just slam that shit back.
Harkos tries. Harkos doesn't do a lot of drinking. Nick,
roll a Constitution saving throw and see how well you do.
I was going to say Nick has made the decision that Harkos is going full bore into the pirate life, so he might have to choke it down. But he will probably be drunk under the table, but he's not. He ain't going to be no bitch this eve.
All right, well, roll a Constitution saving throw.
That is a natural 20 plus 3.
You don't know where this comes from. But you take that whole tankard down. Like, there's something stirring within you. Like, this... You don't know how your bird gullet is going to handle this in the morning, but for now, it's popping.
So I would say, just based on how I thought that was going to go, there's like... Everyone else just instantly is like opening their throat and their tankard's like gone. Harkos takes like a sip. He's like, you know, this actually isn't as bad as that weird dirt grass shit that I had that one time. And so he goes to just drink it more. And then the thing you said that happens is by just like, we're fucking here for it. It's just gone. He's like, oh dear Lord. That was exciting.
Evelyn gives you a big like slap on the shoulder. And she's like, I knew you'd have something with you.
Well, I'm glad you did. It's all new to me, but saloon, I'm having such a great time.
They start pouring another round of drinks as Evan, the table lifter, breaks out the deck of cards and starts shuffling. Trevor.
I'm not there playing cards.
Trevor.
Fuck you.
One person doesn't get like four turns and then it goes on to the next person. So now it's you. So you and Lenara are having a nice walk through the city.
Mm-hmm.
The Dove is kind of on the other end of town. It's actually not too terribly far away from your family estate. It's in definitely a very nice part of town. It's not quite there. It's not quite to where your family lives, but it's, you know, it's in the ballpark. But it's a fairly long walk to get there. And you guys aren't in a particular hurry, or at least she doesn't seem like she is. The snow kind of is just falling around you. You can see from the ground, like I told you at the end of last session, that the snow is starting to stick. Despite the like 70-ish degree weather that you're experiencing, unless the snow touches you, and then it's very cold. But you guys are walking along and pass by a handful of different shops. And one of them that you walk by seems to be a tailor. Has some very nice suits and garb and dresses and stuff that are in the display window, and they seem to still be open. And Lenara stops and she kind of looks over at that and she says, I know that this might be awkward, but did you want to stop? Maybe, the Dove isn't a black tie only kind of place, but I don't want you to feel like a sore thumb and all that.
I do stand out quite a bit, especially in current company. Perhaps I should step in there and maybe we can pick something out.
Okay. So are you going to do like full 80s montage?
Try on a bunch of different suits?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So
come out in different poses.
So I'm totally finding music for those like 30 seconds that you're doing this.
So as you walk in, there is a very well-dressed man and woman who are behind the counter that they seem to be kind of in conversation. But as you come in, they turn and look at you and, oh, hello. Hello. Are you here to shop? Do you want to get an outfit for tonight? It looks like the lady's already dressed, but the man, not so much.
Yes, apparently I'm a little behind. I need to put something a little nicer on.
Well, I can understand that. The armor looks very nice, but you know it's
yes, it's not. It looks exactly like you've been on formal attire. Yes.
No. It seems that you've been on the road for a while, and with a woman dressed as this, that I can't imagine that you were wanting to wait to do a change. So let's see if we can take care of you. And the man comes up and he kind of he starts doing some frantic measuring as the woman comes up and she starts like unclipping pieces of your armor to do measurements.
Okay. yep.
Oh. Oh, and we'll take care of this. Don't you buy a suit, the armor cleaning comes free.
Oh, well, that's quite impressive.
You're not the first knight type that's come through with the dirty armor and needing something for a gala. Pshaw.
It's been quite a while since I've been here.
Oh, you're from Aetherport. The guy just again frantically taking measurements as pieces start getting taken off of you.
Hey, yes. Yes. My family's been here for quite a while.
Oh, yes, truly. What is the family name?
Ironjaw.
Oh, the Ironjaws. Yes, yes, yes. Sterling is such a fine blacksmith. It's a shame that he has not moved his shop to more tasteful accommodations like we have here.
Yeah.
But a family spot is a family spot, I guess. We wouldn't want to give this one up for the world.
Yes, we've been there for quite some time.
You feel a yank and your breastplate comes off.
Ooh.
Oh, got a little bit of a barrel chest there, don't you?
Whew, it's been a little bit.
So they continue to take your measurements and they he gets everything and you see he's kind of jotting it down on a piece of parchment as he's taking all of them. And
I keep awkwardly like glancing over at Lenara and like,
she is
giving
just
her a half smile.
She is just beaming. She thinks that this is hilarious. Like she's kind of hiding her, you know, puts her hand over her mouth. Like when they like take off a random piece, you're like, ooh. And you know, she's just like covering her mouth and you can see her shoulders kind of rocking as she's smiling and laughing. But they get done taking all your measurements and they both stand in front of you in the exact same pose with one arm crossed across their chest and the other one stroking non-existent beards. What color would you like, sir?
Honestly, I haven't done anything like this in a very long time. Perhaps we let the lady choose.
So you see she's staring at you in thought. She says, why don't you, why don't we get something matching? Yeah. She's wearing the black silken gown, or evening dress. And she has like rubies in her earrings. So they start going through their racks of clothes and kind of trying to find stuff that's the right-ish size. And they give you four different options.
Oh boy.
To try on and see which one looks the best.
I'll do it then.
Okay. So first one, why don't you go ahead and roll a charisma check?
Eleven.
Okay. Come out and Evelyn's looking at you. She's seated in one of those like round padded chairs that are in these kind of places.
I put my foot like, up on something and I give her the Charlie's Angels.
She shakes her head no when you come out.
Oh.
Says it looks like it's a little tight around the midriff there. You're straining one of the buttons.
Oh, goodness.
You look down and it's like stretched and they're like, oh, must have gotten that measurement wrong.
Oh. Just suck it in.
You want to try on the second one?
Yeah.
All right. Roll charisma.
A nine.
So you come out in this really gaudy looking tuxedo type thing that makes you feel a little bit like a penguin with red stripes.
So like step out the door, immediately catch the look on her face and go, yeah, I didn't think so either.
Yeah, like there's red stripe coming down the side of the pants. Like you knew when you were halfway through, like this is not the one. Going for the third?
Yep. Come on. That's a 13.
Yay. Again, you come out and like it's actually, you know, that it seems like the fit is pretty good, but maybe it's just like
this
a couple of generations.
This one feels rather nice.
And she looks at you and she's like, yeah, if your grandpa was wearing it.
Oh, ouch.
she gives you like a really like kind of tense smile like.
We've only got one more. We're running out of options.
All right, last one.
All right, die. come on. I only have a plus one to charisma. Don't be a jerk. That's a dirty 20.
Oh, shit. So you come out and you were putting this thing on and it just slid on you like it was meant to be. Nice, like kind of fashionable overcoat, just a little bit of like red, red trim on the lapel. There's a red, would you rather have a bow tie or like a tie? Or like, what would you think that Trevor would prefer?
I think Trevor would go for like a button. I don't see him wearing a tie.
Like, are you talking one of those like the cowboy like lanyard thing, or
no, the bigger fancy button for the top button?
Oh, okay.
Nothing crazy, but not a tie or a bow tie.
So it's got some nice red trim around the lapel on the coat. The inside is lined in like in some sort of red fabric that feels very nice. And you walk out and you see her eyebrows go up and she goes,
yeah.
Glad you saved that one for last. It really set my expectations pretty low for it. And wow. Did pretty solid on that.
This one went on rather nicely also. It's got room. I feel
yes,
like...
You've got some bulk in it. It seems like it was, you know, they didn't do any alterations to it, but looks like it. I mean, it really was a good fit right away.
It's got room to move. I mean, look at me. I start doing random poses.
Whew. Oh my.
Ugh. This is rather comfortable.
Did I tear something? Oh my.
No. you've grown very confident in the last 30 minutes or so.
Well, I mean, I haven't been in a suit since I was a child. This is...
she has a big laugh about that. She's like, wow, so you've spent your entire adult life without being in a suit for anything.
I can't even really remember the last time I was in a suit. Most of the time I was just in my shop and that was it.
You get this memory of way back when you were like 8, your dad forcing you to wear something when you went to a holiday, like, and you remember shiver. your grandma Iron Jaw pinching your cheek and it hurting a lot, and she was surprisingly strong for the 85-year-old woman that she was.
So I like shiver and put my hand on my cheek.
Yeah. You get that phantom pinch. But the two shopkeepers are just, they're standing there, and as soon as you two agree that,
oh, fantastic. That one's been sitting there for so long, we were worried it would never sell, but look at you. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Absolutely. What do I owe you?
Oh, my dear, let us tabulate for you.
And they go behind the counter and you see that they're kind of having a hurried conversation as they're like doing some quick math on a piece of parchment.
That'll come out to...
She looks down at the paper. She looks at you. She looks down at the paper. She looks at you. She looks over at the armor. She looks at you.
85 gold?
That deal.
Oh, I was expecting that one to hit harder, but okay.
Yeah, that seems like a fair price. I mean, you even said you're cleaning my armor.
Oh, yes. That's in process. You could stop by in the morning and pick that up.
Will do.
So you hand over the you hand over the coins. They take it and drop it into a well-worn register.
I take my hammer with me.
it's an interesting accessory, dear. I'm It's not what I would have chosen, but, you know, to each their own.
There's a lot of... it's very valuable to me.
Okay. Well, we won't argue. We would have cleaned that too, but, you know, it's whatever.
I appreciate your service and this lovely suit.
Oh, it fits you so perfectly. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear how everything went. And she, the two of them start to, like, shush you out. Go, enjoy your evening. Yes. You don't need to be here. Go and do things. Have fun in the suit. That's what it's made for.
Yes,
it's made
yes.
with just a little extra love just for you. Go.
Okay. Out the door.
All right, the two of you start heading towards the Dove. Harkos.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll a intelligence check, and let's see how well you've been able to do with the cards.
Oh, God. Okay. Not well. I got a 3 plus 2, so I got 5 total.
Okay, so the human guy that you find, his name was Willard.
Well, hang on. It's not gonna fucking matter. I was gonna say, can I add my proficiency to that since I'm proficient with one type of gaming set and I chose cards?
Oh yeah, yeah. Go ahead then.
Which I mean, that just makes it an 8 because my proficiency is just 3.
Okay,
but for future reference.
Well, it actually works a little bit in your favor, because Phil rolled a 7, so you're you are beating the human guy, whose name is Willard, and Phil, that you've been able to knock the between you and Evan and the gnome and Evan, you've been able to knock. Willard and Phil out of the running. So it is just the four of you that are left.
Yay.
Hold on, I'm taking a quick note here. All right. So Evelyn looks up at you and she's like,
I think that it's time to play the big boys and girls game. Are you ready?
Okay. Of course. Yep.
She looks over at the others and she gets a snicker.
I think we're gonna have to draw the curtain for this one.
And she reaches up and there's a curtain that's kind of separating your table and she throws it closed. And she like reaches past you, grabs a hold of it and pulls it closed.
We are going to play
She just like this long awkward pause.
If you lose, something has to come off.
Harkos has like a rush of fear and shame as he thinks about the fact that he's only wearing one thing, number one, and number two, he has his scars. But I want to say that he also has liquid confidence, so that fades relatively quickly.
Actually, and since you say that, roll a constitution saving throw to see how you're doing on that front.
Check or saving throw?
It's saving throw for this.
Okay. I guess for con, it doesn't matter for me. They're both the same. It's another fucking 23.
Oh my god. You don't know where this is coming from. And like I said last time, you don't know where this is coming from.
I have no idea.
You've had very little to drink ever in your 5 years plus on Riven. and you've never in any of those times handled it this well. You're about four tankards deep. They've had to bring over another set of pitchers. And oh, so you're still ready to go.
You know what? Since I made that roll, I'm totally gonna fucking steal this from the universe. This is not off the top of Harkos's noodle, nor is it Nick's. But so she says that, and Harkos goes like grabs his tankard and goes to like down it, and then goes, hold that thought, and then slides the curtain back a little bit so he can see the other two. And lifts his glass aloft, his tankard aloft, and just in case we don't see each other anytime soon, what's one more cheers for the road? And then Harkos, as presumably everyone raises their glasses, Harkos is gonna go, here's to cheating, stealing, fighting, and drinking. If you cheat, may you cheat death, and if you steal, may you steal the heart of a lady. And if you fight, may you fight for a brother. And if you drink, may we all drink together. And he downs the fucking tankard.
they all drink right along with you. You catch a sideways glance over at Evelyn, and she seems to have a smile on her little cobalt face. So...
And I'll draw the curtain back.
Evan deals out another hand. So go ahead and roll Intel. Your check.
Okay.
Yeah, plus your proficiency.
I'm getting worse. No, that's technically better by one. So that's what? Seven, that's a nine and seven, eight.
Okay. So you play a few hands. And the gnome has a run of bad luck. And oof. You've through your conversations that you found that her name is Agatha, that she ends up having to drop out. You've done okay, but it's been a lot of them. You've just kind of clung on.
Yeah.
So Evelyn and Evan are definitely kind of running the show right now. So you have more than just the robe. Like, you have belt and like things like that.
I was looking at Harkos's stuff, and I could technically like the belts there. He kind of has some wraps that are around his legs, and so yeah, it won't be a total one and done thing. And I mean, I could argue monk stuff. He has wraps on his hands and stuff too. So
roll a d4, and that's how many articles you've lost.
Oh boy. 3.
Oh, no.
So, like, everything but the robe.
Well, like, each leg and each arm would count as one thing, you know, so...
I would say that, honestly, he starts off a little confident the first time. He's like, oh, I don't mind. So he took off the belt, and then he saw he kept losing. He's like, also, my wraps definitely count. he's got one hand and one foot unwrapped, and the belt is off.
Evelyn has lost... she seems to be the one that's more commanding here. She's lost her hat, which is now in the center of the table. Evan has done a little bit worse, that he's had to take off the shirt, which is maybe a little intimidating because he's a pretty big dude. But he has lost his shoes and socks.
How long do these hands take, roughly? Like, how quickly are we burning through?
Less than 5 minutes per. So let's say you've done five so far.
Well, I was just asking to see if it would be plausible for Harkos, especially now at the curtains there, if Harkos were liquid couraging and having talks with Evelyn while they're over here doing their shtick.
That's up to you. You can certainly talk while you're playing. at, you know, they might give you some shitty looks because, you know, they're especially when it's on somebody's turn, they're trying to concentrate. But you can have like some whispered conversation on the side.
So I think he will do that. He'll take a moment every now and again, like. Honestly, based on how low I've been rolling, we'll say that he's doing it on his turn. That's why Harkos isn't doing well, is because he's not paying attention.
Okay, I like it.
So like it gets done and it gets around to Harkos, and he kind of, as he's trying to figure out what to do next, so he kind of leans over to Evelyn and he's like, you know, I just, I know I've made plenty of comments and my demeanor and everything, but I just, I want you to know how much this all means to me, because as I told you a lot, this is one of, if not my biggest dream from when I was at that stuffy sanctuary that you talked about. It's actually, you know, fate's weird in a way that years ago when I was a bit younger, I was there, and I used to sneak down to the docks every now and again and spend some time with the pirates. And there was a crew that came through, and they had a kobold similar to yourself. And I may have tried to brag to the other students there to make them, you know, maybe think more of me. And, well, for the longest time, I had an imaginary kobold girlfriend because I thought that would make me cool. I've never felt cooler than I do tonight, though.
Roll a charisma check. I want to see how well she receives this.
Harkos is not good on charisma. 7 total.
It's interesting. She kind of looks at you, and she doesn't seem sure what to say in this moment. She's like, you know, it's not like you're not fun to have around. You certainly bring in some joy to the table, even if you kind of suck at cards, but at least you've made it into the top half. But, yeah. Let's just play and see where things go.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, I have a tendency to run my beak when I am nervous.
Oh, you don't have anything to be nervous about, do you? And she gives you a wink.
Lots, actually. Thank you.
Are you going to have another drink?
Yeah.
Kind of steel yourself a little bit. All right. Yeah. Roll that constitution.
Not great that time. That's a total of 6.
No. So it's starting to catch up with you a little bit.
Harkless is hitting his wall.
you're a lot in. This is more than you've ever had.
For sure.
But it's starting to catch up with you. So, unfortunately, your checks for the cards are going to be done with disadvantage.
Understood.
Trevor.
Yes.
You guys continue your walk along. And eventually you make it to the Dove. Tell me, do you think that this is a place that Trevor ever has been to? With his family, or for any reason while he was living here, or is this not your cup of tea?
Hey, or your family's cup of tea? It's been there that long though, yes?
Yeah, oh yeah. This is a staple.
I'm gonna say he knows about it, but hasn't been there.
Okay. So you recognize it as you're walking up. It's, you know, you've passed by it right. in your youth many times. And it doesn't seem all that busy. You're kind of surprised at, you know, it's maybe it's a little.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Past dinner time, but it doesn't seem like the rush should be over, but it isn't packed, you
right.
know? So as you walk in, a host comes up and greets you. It's a woman that comes up and she says, "Oh, welcome to the Dove. Did you have reservations or were you hoping to get a seat?"
I don't believe we have reservations, no.
"Oh, well, that's fine. Let me look and see what we have free." And she flips open this big leather-bound book and flips over and flips over and flips over. She says, Oh, you are just in luck. We had a table that got freed up. Somebody missed their appointment. So, if you would like a seat, follow me." And she grabs a couple of menus and I bid you to follow her.
Okay, we'll follow.
Okay, so you head over and you she takes you to a small round table that is kind of up against a wall next to a window that looks out on, you know, this very nice area of the city.
I'll get the chair for Lenara.
"Ooh, you're a dashing man, aren't you?" Actually, she'll say, "Oh, well, thank you. I guess we are in a formal place. You know, that kind of stuff is expected. I appreciate it anyway." And she takes her seat and you help push the chair forward and you take your seat. And a very exuberant, very well-dressed woman comes over and she says, "Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dove. You have beautiful sights out here." And she takes a candlestick and plops it in the middle of the table and lights the three candles that are on it. And she says, "Oh, it's so lovely to have you here at the Dove. My name is..." Oh, no. I gotta look at my list. "My name is Jan. I will be pleased to take your order tonight. Can I start you off with anything to drink? We have the house special. That is a wonderful fruity mix. But we also have an assortment of local and regional ales if you would like to try one of those."
Just look over at Lenara. "Suggestions?"
She looks at you, just, I've never been here. I don't know.
Wine then? Yes.
Oh, do you have a preference? Vintage, anything like that?
I don't know. The fruity one you were talking about sounded quite well.
Oh, that's a mix that we do that's specific for the Dove. We call it the Dove. But if you look at the back of the menu, there's a wine list there.
The mix sounds good to me. Would you like it also?
Just leave everything up to chance. Yeah, that sounds good. I will grab those, and then I will be back to take your meal orders. If I might suggest, the duck.
The duck.
Oh, it is scrumptious. It is juicy. It is tasty. Sometimes duck can be a little gamey, but not this. Our cook's spectacular. But take a look, see what tickles your fancy. And she runs off to go and get her drinks.
So she takes off. I'm going to kind of lean in and go, I got to admit, I'm a little bit out of my element here.
She leans forward on her elbows and kind of puts her chin on top of her hands. And she says, I live on a pirate ship. I am way, way outside of my element.
I suppose that's fair. I assumed you had been here before.
Oh no, I've never been to a place like this. I just wanted to have a taste of that life, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough. It seems like you were definitely prepared for it, though.
Oh, I knew what I wanted. Again, I just wanted a taste of that life. Yeah, we don't, as you can tell from Kirby's demeanor, we don't get many chances for shore leave. So if I'm here, I might as well do something that's
fun,
little outside of my zone.
Nothing wrong with being a bit adventurous in a different sort of way. I mean, obviously, it's pretty adventurous on a daily basis.
Yes, it is.
This is definitely a much more quiet type of adventurous.
Oh, compared to, you know, sailing along the ley lines and being these dashing pirates under Captain Kirby's command, that we don't have many opportunities for quiet. And on any other given night, I would be out with the rest of the crew at some seedy tavern, probably getting drinks spilled on me and losing money to Evelyn, because she's a little too good at the cards.
Well, I'm not making any promises that the drinks won't be spilled on you anyways. I'm not very graceful myself. It won't be on purpose, I swear.
No, I'm sure. Speaking of graceful and graceful transitions of conversation, why'd you ask me?
I don't know. You seemed like-minded, I guess, on the ship there. It was nice.
She kind of sits back. She's been kind of like leaned forward talking to you this whole time. And she kind of like leans back and puts her hand on top of her leg as she's looking at you. And is that all?
Kind of adjusts the suit a little bit. So how'd you end up on Kirby's ship?
Graceful change of conversation again.
So smooth.
We, Kirby and I go back a ways. He's not always been the captain of the Brava. The previous captain was, well, she was a little prone to flights of fancy. Didn't take the job seriously. So once we weren't making money, Kirby decided to take ownership.
Oh.
Forcefully. And I kind of got swept up along with it. As despite what he seems, he is a able leader and has a pretty good force of personality, but that was kind of far away from the point. That truly I met Kirby when he was a teenager. He was out kind of out on his own in Aetherport, and we got to be friends. You know, I was spending a little bit of time here away from all the chaos, and we got to be friends. And then when I decided to go back to the lines, I took him with me.
I have to say, he's like two sides of the same coin. It seems like every encounter is, it's either the side that makes me want to gouge my ears out or the side that's like completely focused.
She has a smile on her face when you say that. And she's, yeah, that is pretty much how he operates. He's, like I said, he's an able leader and he has a strong force of personality, but when it's time to work, it's time to work. When it's time to play, it's time to play. And that is how he has lived his whole life. And the Brava is possibly one of the most successful smuggling ships in and out of Aetherport. So obviously, and he's done well, and we've made a lot of money under his command.
Well, that's good news, at least. I mean, I suppose he grows on you.
He does and he doesn't. So as this conversation is kind of going along, the waitress comes back with your drinks and asks for your order. Harkos.
Yep.
Why don't we roll up another hand and see how you do? So okay. You unfortunately have to roll with disadvantage.
Disadvantage, yeah. And this was the intelligence check, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's so sad. Fuck.
What happened?
So I get to use an 8 because my disadvantage roll was a 3 plus 3 proficiency plus 2 intelligence. My first roll, however, was an 18.
Ah, that is sad. That is sad.
Best fucking roll other than the 20s that I've had. Well, the 20s were for drinks. The best roll I've had for the cards, bar none. And I got too fucking drunk to use it.
It gets real tight. And Evelyn is just running both of you. And it gets real close. You're like looking at your robe and that's all that you have. And you're looking at Evan who has his pants, and that's it. And you're looking at your hand and you're looking over at him and you're like, this is nothing. This is garbage. And so you put down your cards. He looks at him. He looks at you. He throws the cards on the table and rips his pants off like they're Velcro and is just standing there in his boxers.
Oh,
in his fantasy ribbon boxers.
Skivvies.
But good for you, I guess.
Guess I'm out because I'm not showing you all my junk. And he plops himself down and pours another tankard.
I appreciate it.
Evelyn is just dying. She is laughing so hard. Do you want another drink?
Yes.
Okay. Roll the constitution.
That's not as bad as the other one, so that's a total of 13.
Okay. You for a moment there, the cards were spinning. But you're able to kind of like shake it off. I think it's probably the pant rip that does it. It sobers you up a little bit.
There's probably a moment where I'm like, what if he doesn't have on underwear? And then I saw the underwear.
It has little hearts on it. You're able to steel yourself as you take another drink. Evelyn's just rock solid. She's just staring at you like, you doing okay?
I'm great. I've never been better. We've talked about this. I don't know if birds can hiccup, but Harkos does.
So let's see. She takes the cards away from Evan, who is pouting in his boxers, and shuffles them up and deals. So I will take away, because you rolled better on your constitution, I will take away the disadvantage, but you will have to take a -1 to your roll because you're still you're still on the far side of drinks.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So that's a 19 on the die, plus 2 intel, plus 3, and minus 1. So that's what? That's 24, so it's to 23.
So you have a good run. She did not roll well. So you have a good run, and you're both kind of like, she's got her like jerkin, the like long coat on, and she's like, guess it's last pieces for both of us.
Evan was holding all my good cards.
Are you wanting to have any more conversation while these hands are being played?
I don't know. I know it was a charisma roll, but I feel like her feedback kind of made Harkos feel like he was opening up too much.
We'll under the trench coat that conversation. I want to tell you, but I, you know, that's under the trench coat type stuff.
I got a high or low it because he's been drinking, which makes me want to say I'm too on the fence about it. Like there's enough in each column. So we'll say high, he talks some more, low, he does not.
Okay. Am I rolling it or are you rolling it?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I rolled a fucking 18. I kind of didn't want to. So because of how Nick is feeling about the situation, we'll have Harkos betray that a little bit. And so when he starts off the conversation, he'll apologize. He'll be like, about earlier, I didn't mean to. I haven't talked to anyone other than Trevor and Phil really for a long time. And then to
you hear Phil, I heard my name. What?
It's okay. It's okay, Phil. Go back to sleep. It's all right. I'm just talking to Evelyn. or go back to drinking. You sound very... I hope you're having a good time. So that compounding with the spending time with all of you, which it I felt like sharing. It's kind of a little bit of a flaw that I have, I suppose. But it was just I thought it was a funny anecdote that, you know, I not so long ago it was someone similar to yourself that kind of instilled in me the want and need to experience this life, and now here I am again.
Roll me up a charisma check.
No. Damn it. Fucking no. 4.
Oh my god.
I have a plus one. My charisma's a 12. And I rolled a fucking 3, and the time before that, I think I got a total of 7. So I rolled like a fucking 6.
Oh, I'm rolling against you. And, well, Harkos, you don't need to be, like, worried about these things. I asked you it's not like I rejected your offer to come out.
And I've got to focus on beating the shit out of these guys, because I got a reputation to keep up. So, let's.
Should I lose on purpose? Is that would that make you look good? I mean, you can ask Trevor. I have no problem taking a dive. So,
no. I don't want you to lose on your own or on purpose. I want to beat the shit out of you, legit.
And she smiles as she starts shuffling the deck of cards again. Trevor, so whatever you ordered, were you going to order the special, or were you going to like order something else?
I'm going with the duck.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, everyone goes, man, with the duck too. She goes ahead and orders the same thing.
Lenora.
God, I said Evelyn.
He did. I wasn't Lenora sure. Orders. Like my ears didn't quite pick it up right, and that's why I was like, "Who?"
That's my line, fucker.
Lenora orders the duck too, and things are a little bit quiet as you guys are eating.
This isn't too bad. Don't think I've ever had duck before.
No, I've had duck, but it was duck that we shot out of the sky while we were on the boat, and our cooks prepared it, so it was not. She
points at it with the fork. It was not this.
Are you saying that the cooks on the ship are not as good? I can't imagine.
She looks around for a little bit, like kind of around at the other people that are here, and she leans in and she's like, "They're terrible." Awful.
Do you know how many times I have had to have scorched mutton?
Oh my.
While we're 3 days out from Aetherport? Two gods damned many times. That's how many.
I mean, Phil makes some mean mutton. Maybe we can get him to cook some up. Show you what so she, adventurer's she, mutton is.
She's staring at you. Like, she's very quiet. As her eyes are kind of just like piercing.
I have
into you.
Something in my teeth. Did I?
No. But well, you probably do, but that's not where my mind is. You didn't answer my question. And I feel like I...
God damn it!
Feel like I want an answer.
Listen to your heart as it's calling to you. Listen to your heart. Sorry. I'm not a bard.
As this happens, the waiter comes up. Or the waitress comes up. It says, oh, are you folks all finished? Because I hope that you save some room because we have some chocolate cakes. We have some of this new thing that's called iced cream that one of our cooks just recently came up with. We have an assortment of the different dessert items. And she pulls out a little pamphlet thing and hands one.
You can sign me up for that iced cream. That sounds interesting.
Oh, adventurous, aren't you?
Yeah, and I'd like to think so every now and then.
And for you, and she looks over at Lenara, who is just staring daggers into this woman. She looks at the thing and she looks back up at her and she's like, cake. And, ooh, woman who knows what she wants.
Yes, apparently so.
And she takes the pamphlet and she runs off to go and get your desserts. Her gaze goes back to you and she says, I do know what I want. And I just want to know what you want.
Do it.
awkwardly adjusts his collar again.
is it hot in here?
If I'm being honest, I don't know exactly what I want, but I. With everything on the ship, I knew that I definitely wanted to. I wanted to know you a little better. I don't know how to explain it, and honestly, this is my first interaction like this. It just like wearing the suit. It's been a long, long time. And, I don't know. I don't fully know. But when I was talking about the ley lines and you stopped and looked at them, it seemed like we were looking at the same thing, I suppose would be the best way to put it. Like, yeah, I'm obviously not good with words either.
Roll a charisma check.
I don't want to, Ken.
Suck it the fuck up. If I gotta do it, you gotta do it.
19. That's 18 plus 1.
Oh, I don't want to do it.
Go home.
So you kind of stammer through your little spiel there, and she takes a bold move here, and she reaches out and grabs a hold of your hand, and she says, "Why don't we have our dessert and get the bill and get out of here?"
Yes.
She wants to have her cake and eat it too.
Harkos.
No.
Are you having another drink?
Yeah. My mind tells me to stop, but my
mind's telling me no.
but my words at the beginning were like, no, Harkos is full bore into all this shit. Fuck, Evelyn ain't stopping. I ain't no bitch.
Oh, you're an owl.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. That's a total of, it's con, so that's 17.
Okay.
Finding my second wind, apparently.
Yeah, that's, I was just gonna fucking say that. Is you just got a second wind. So she deals the final hand of cards.
I got a second wind. Phil, go ahead and heal for 4. That's how that works, right?
Phil perks up. I feel like second wind's just happened.
Don't worry, Phil. It was me this time. You're all right. You're all right.
Like he and the other guy, the Willard. The two of them are just like leaned against each other, passed out a little bit, and you get that like that umph, and then he perks up. He's like, "You okay, Argus? You okay?"
Actually, yes. I'm feeling quite well.
Okay. Yeah. And then he just falls back over onto Willard. Oh, all right. Final hand. Roll it.
Minus one this time or no minus one?
No. Nope. You're back to steady, okay. So keep it.
All right, big guy. You know what you gotta do. I know this pep talk means you're going to fuck me, but I understand. If that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. Daddy loves you. God fucking damn it. It's not the worst roll I've made. It's okay. I told him it would be fine. We're not mad. So that's an 8 plus 5, so that's a 13 total.
So you're looking at your final hand of cards, and you're not feeling great about it. You look over at Evelyn and she is just stone-faced. She's staring at you and she says, "How do you think it's gonna go?"
I'll be honest, you've kind of been mopping the floor with everyone, so I as much as I jested about Evan having all the good cards, all my good cards, I do believe last hand was a fluke, and I'm willing to lose like a man. The bird man.
Her stone face kind of drops for a second. She looks at you and she sets her cards face down on the table. And she stares at you for a long moment, and she says,
"Well, why don't we just pretend that I lost so we can head somewhere to see if we can make it not imaginary for you again?"
My face is so red. I feel very hot. So Harkos as his feathers all poof. And he's gonna go, he's gonna glance over at one of the pitchers that we've been drinking out of. He's gonna grab it and finish it.
Hey, roll a constitution save.
Bad fucking play, Harkos. was a nat one.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah.
It hits you hard. Like, you feel that pellet right there, and it's soaked. Like, this is getting into danger territory. And Evelyn looks at you, and she actually looks a little bit concerned, and she puts a hand on you, and she's, I'm sorry,
I didn't mean to, like, be too forward, I guess. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
With what you said, I just didn't.
I've not
wanted to give you something not imaginary. That's all.
I've not had to. No one's. I need to settle up our tab. I don't know why this is so hard. I have banged both of you in so many campaigns. And for whatever reason.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, is that wrong of me to say?
No, we're funny.
It's not false.
No, it just caught me off guard. I wasn't prepared.
So, okay. Center. I need to settle up our tab, but then after I'm yours.
So, Trevor, you and Lenara finish your desserts with some amount of haste. And she's just kind of been staring at you this whole time, kind of just like taking in the moment.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I have a question.
Say something.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Is there like a flower garden or anything here in Aetherport?
The Dove. Oh.
Oh yeah. The different sections of the city, especially these nicer sections,
are definitely gonna have stuff. Is there a big one like close?
You pass by at least one on the way.
Okay, maybe not one that we passed by.
Oh, okay. Well, you know the area well enough. Because of your time here, you know at least several that are within a short walk of the Dove.
Okay. So go on with what you were going to say.
So she kind of gives you a smile as you finish, and she says, you know, even though it doesn't really seem like much, this was big for me. It's been a long time since I've been able to go out and have a meal or just have some time with somebody that I don't spend every single day with.
I can imagine.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for this.
Thank you for agreeing to it. Honestly, I kind of expected it not to happen, but thank you.
Oh, you have a certain amount of charm.
It's the hair, isn't it? I say with a half smile.
Oh my! Oh, it is an unfortunate side effect of a human lifespan. But, you know, you have a lot going for you. And I saw something and felt something, too, in that moment. So I decided to chase it. But as with all things, even the best evenings have to come to an end at some point. So,
are we standing up at this point?
Yeah, yeah. Like the waitress brings over the bill, which comes up to duck and the drinks are killing you. Plus the dessert, man. The desserts are always overpriced. But it is 55 gold for the meal.
Okay.
So you pay the tab. You pay the bill. Harkos has a tab. You pay the bill. Sir. And you settle the bill and start making your way out. So are you gonna head over
I'm gonna like put my arm out and be like, perhaps one more stop before we end the night.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to go to that flower garden.
Okay. So you come up on you know where it's at. You've been by here before. It changes every year that it, you know, they kind of rotate out different flowers. This year seems to be a more like wild mix. So a lot of wildflowers, some that are, you know, more like standard, but there's a nice colorful assortment.
I used to walk by this a lot when I was younger, and it changes every year. Of course, you may already know this. Thank you. Possibly have spent more time here than I have. But it was always my favorite. I thought maybe we could take a stroll.
So you're gonna take a walk through the garden?
Yeah.
Hey. Harkos. You settle up the tab, which comes up to 45 gold.
Okay, I paid the bartender 100 total as like a tip, and I just go in.
Thank you. That's very, very, very generous. You are all welcome back anytime. We'll make sure we clear a table for you.
It's very kind.
You are a little shaky on your feet there, Harkos.
Oh, I'm bracing hardcore on the bar as I'm speaking with this man.
But Evelyn comes up and she kind of takes you in. She says, you know, we can go. Evan will take care of the others. I think they're mostly passed out at this point, but
it's still going to be all right. Okay.
Evan will take good care of him. I promise.
He just doesn't like when I don't tell him things, and it's fine.
You look over, he is passed the fuck out.
Harkos definitely worries about it all the way until he breaches the threshold of leaving this place.
Okay. So you walk out, and the snow is still coming down around you. And I'm going to go ahead and cut to something that happens with both of you at the same time, or roundabouts the same time. So Harkos, you and Evelyn are on your way to the Brava, and Trevor, you and Lenara are taking a nice stroll through this garden. And then suddenly you start hearing the movements of people in heavy armor. The chink of chainmail, the clink of chainmail. God damn.
It's just words. They don't control
you. That was a rough one. That's not your fault.
You hear the clink of chainmail and the brushing of metal against itself. And as you turn in the direction of this noise, you see a cadre of armed and armored guards that say, respectively, Harkos Pissarro and Trevor Ironjaw,
it has come to the attention of his Lord, King, Sovereign, Gibbous Jubilee, that you are within the city and that he desires audience with you immediately. And that, my friends,
God, I knew it was coming,
is where we're going to go ahead and call it for tonight. It's just a lot of silence, which concerns me. Thank you all very much for joining us at our table for this very special date night episode. If you enjoy what you're hearing, then we would kindly ask that you show us some support. You can do so in a couple of different ways. The first way is through Patreon. And as always, we are good little warlocks and offer up sacrifices to our patrons, depending on the tier that you choose. If Patreon is not so much your thing, you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee or a drink in the case of date night. If you go to ko-fi.com and search for Rolling in the Geek, you can do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at ritgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek. Or you can find us on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter. And if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick, this week, in respect to your Harkos's ability to take on alcohol, this week, you are the drunken master monk of sound. Despite the massive amounts of alcoholic audio content that creeps into your ears, you were able to distill that down to a fine vintage for our fans to listen to. Can you please brew us something fun to go out on?
Yes, this is a 2021. It was actually distilled with the finest bacon and a slight, slight tinge of earwax to give it that little tang at the back of your tongue.
Oh, God!
That went places.
It was ear bacon. What do you think? You don't think there's going to be wax on ear bacon? Of course there is.
Well, actually, Nick, I have clean ears.
There's still wax in there. Hootie Hoo from Nick and Harkos. As Brad and I thought we were preparing to get. I had a fucking word. We were preparing to get frisky in episode 83. That was the word. It doesn't rhyme as well as my brain thought it did, but frisky was the word I was looking for. I'm gonna cheat. Tune in next week to see what's in store in 84. This week, wrote a song about the B team's troubles. That's all I gotta say about that. So without further ado, episode 83 parody, here we go. The B-team strolls across Riven, helping wherever they go. Trevor's firing Harkos fists and feet, Phil with his morning star ready to blow. We are ready, and we're steady. We are looking for a bad guy to beat. Out of nowhere, a new threat appears, and now the B-team's starting to freak. Look out! Dun, dun, dun. Another dragon's rising up. Dun, 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 dun. Another dragon's rising up. And another rises up, and another rises up. Another one's coming up. Hey, they'll try and kill you too. Another dragon's rising up. We didn't think it'd be this bad. Death and terror abound. We fight all day and through the night, getting angrier with Trevor. Gotta kick some ass no matter what, giving it our best shot. And as soon as we take one out, another one's coming. Look out. Boom, boom, boom. Another dragon rises up. Dum, dum, dum. Another dragon rises up. And another comes up. And another one then. Another dragon rises up. Hey, we're gonna kill you too. Another dragon rises up. To do. Another dragon rises up. That's it. That's all I got.
That was amazing. It's my your favorite one for a while. That was great.
Yeah, I just that was another one where I was looking at songs. I saw Another One Bites the Dust, and Another Dragon Rises Up popped in my head, and I had to form the rest of the song around that.
That was fucking kudos.
Thanks.
Stop the recording.
I'm not doing it.
Wait, it can't be that bad, Chris. You'll be back next week, right?
I'm a professional actor. I don't need any of this. Of course I'll be back next week. I need the money.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.